Now, there is a campaign to get a commission of inquiry into the wrongful conviction of Alan Hall. You might remember this. In August of last year, wrongfully convicted murderer Alan Hall was awarded $5 million in compensation for having to serve 19 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. He was accused of murdering a 52-year-old, Arthur Easton, all the way back in 1985, after conflicting evidence and police pressure basically led to him being found guilty and sentenced to life. Now, Jackie Foster is campaigning to find out actually what went wrong with that process and to hold those responsible to account. She's the CEO of Social Justice Aotearoa and with us now. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm very well. It's really good to talk to you. What made you decide you wanted a commission of inquiry into Alan Hall's conviction?
Well, we believe, Heather, so many questions have not been answered and no one has been held to accountable for what's happened with the Alan Hall case.
Right. And so is the only way to do it to go for a full-blown commission of inquiry?
Oh, absolutely. We believe that the questions need to be answered, you know, and if the questions, the correct questions are not answered, then this could continue to happen, Heather.
Do you believe, I mean, his lawyer has certainly pointed the finger at police for presenting evidence, like being selective and hiding evidence, being selective in what they presented to the court and then hiding evidence that didn't work. Do you believe that's what happened?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we've got quite a few things that the police have done wrong here. And one of the biggest reasons Alan Hall was convicted is because the police committed perjury by changing a witness written statement. You know, we've got police withholding evidence from the defence counsel. We also have the police withholding evidence from the judge and jury of the four witnesses. And, you know, it just continues and goes on, Heather, and it's just horrific, really. And also, you know, we've got a police, they've failed to disclose witness testimonials on, you know, the statement. So it's just horrific actually look into the case. Yeah.
Do you want us to get down to the actual detail of exactly which police officer did what and hold them to account for it?
Oh, absolutely, Heather. I think that someone needs to be held accountable for what has happened. Moving forward with all of what's happened to Alan, we need to learn from it, but also we need to make someone responsible for the processes of what has happened. I mean, they put a guy away for 19 years. It's just horrific.
Do you believe that the people responsible in the police force are actually still alive?
Well, you know, Heather, I got asked that today or yesterday in one of the, because I've been down here in Wellington with different MPs, and I got asked that question yesterday. I don't care whether they're alive or they're not alive, Heather. The questions we need answered here, and they need to be answered, is someone needs to be held accountable. And yeah. You know, just all the police actually need to make reference of this whole case so it doesn't happen again.
Okay, so did you present a petition today, was it?
Yes, I did, yep.
And who was it to? Tamitha Paul?
Yeah, so we presented to Tamitha Paul, yes, from the Greens, on the steps at 1:45 today.
I mean, the trouble with Tamitha Paul is old mate is like the most junior of the most junior in the Greens. Do you think it's going to go anywhere?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I had, I will say, Gorice actually sponsored this petition going forward.
Oh, dear God, Jackie, this is not going well for you.
No, but moving forward, Heather, I have got a big voice. I am going, and I've actually caught up with Labour MPs yesterday. It's not about one person here, and it's not about, it's about speaking out and actually getting a lot of these people understanding the process of what has it gone wrong. So, yeah.
Yeah, good on you, Jackie. I really hope it works because this really is a travesty. That's Jackie Foster, CEO of Social Justice Aotearoa. I can understand why Jackie's into this one, actually, because this Alan Hall case is one of the worst you will ever see. Like every piece of evidence, he didn't even meet the description of the guy who did the murder. Like Alan Hall is like a tiny little Pākehā guy. The guy who did the murder was a big brown guy. So he didn't even look like the guy, and they still managed to get him convicted anyway. Good on her for doing it. I hope she gets somewhere with it, despite old involvement of Tamitha Paul.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.